Hi guys, welcome to another episode of the Chill Sisters podcast. Rashida is here, I'm here. This week we touch on very important topic, sensitive topic. Rashida, because I exposed her, she made sure she made me angry. Not, was I angry? No, I was disappointed by the end of this episode. Rashida, I'm not spilling anything. Do tune in, find out what happened. Hope you enjoyed this one. Fake eyebrow, you are stressing me.
Hey, hey, hey. Hello, boys and girls. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Chill Sisters podcast. My name is Rashida.
Welcome. And as always, guys, I'm Ilsis Ladu.
Ilsis, what's up, Gwan? How you doing? Alpha, how is your side? How is Abuja?
Hey, Rashida. Abuja is popping.
Popping.
This morning. Yes, it's popping. It's popping, Rashida. You hear popping, it is in a party. That's your own definition of popping.
Yeah,
popping is relative.
Please, 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 not today. I don't want to hear relative. Not today. Which popping?
Rashida.
The party at your area.
Why are you angered? If that's a word. Equal Allah. Yayani.
You see what's popping
out. Are you going
Abuja?
To let me tell you about Abuja
okay,
or not?
Sorry, tell me.
You are stressing me. Don't stress me, please.
Sorry.
Abuja is lovely this morning. Since last night, it's been chilly. Then this morning, I even woke up late, Rashida. Let me confess.
Oh, God.
And funny thing is, it's not like I slept late. I think I slept around, give or take, 11, 12, 11-ish, 12. Shouldn't warrant me waking up late. Anyway, I did almost miss my prayer. Anyway, it's cloudy. Guessing it's going to rain. I can't wait for it to rain. Last week, it rained. And the following days has been beautiful, beautiful. The weather was cold compared to what we've been witnessing. It was cold. Cold. So, yeah, I'm hoping for the same thing to happen here. Yesterday, the weather wasn't this good. So I'm happy for today's weather. I can't wait for it. What else? Abuja has been fine. Rashida, there's been constant light.
Ooh,
what else?
That's nice.
My weekend was fantastic. I had my goddaughters since last week, mid last week through yesterday. So love it, love it, love it. The interesting bits, I have to send it to you personally.
Oh my
You know, I told
God.
You, I was
that's
on
too secretive for my
super
liking.
Godmother duty. No, no. As you will say, Rashida, all this one now, I'm trying to wrap up and go back to uni. Rashida was, guys, see, handle me with care or I expose you here.
Oh my
Do you understand? You are the reason why I'm sitting here this on this
on,
day,
on
all
a
day
Tuesday.
Of recording.
On a Tuesday morning.
So, Rashida, report yourself now.
Okay, let me report
how,
myself.
How far? How are you? Look
Alpha,
at this woman.
You know what? It has been raining since yesterday in London. I'm watching something and I slept late. See, you see, this is why I don't like watching. I don't like committing to watching. My toxic trait is if I start watching something, it's very hard for me to stop watching. So I'm watching this program on Netflix. It's called $1 Million Secrets. You see, that's if
oh,
I
yeah.
start
I've been
watching
seeing it on
it.
The...
Oh, God.
Recommend
if I start watching that's how I would say one more you know that thing that you say one more episode for the past
how many episodes are there?
Seventh episode, remain two more episodes and I'm done. Please, I don't want to watch
oh,
any
wow.
series again. Oh God, you just want to see what is going to happen next, what is going to happen next, and you get stuck into it. So this show is about deceit, lying, everything possible just to win this $1 million. The concept is that the money goes
wow.
from 12 contestants in this big mansion. They have everything
yeah.
you can possibly think of, this fancy mansion. Everybody has their own individual room. Concept is
okay,
you have this box and they randomly pick who the money is going to be in their box. So you don't know, they just randomly pick.
Okay.
And it can fall on anybody. And when it falls on you, your task is for you to keep it a secret and don't tell anybody that you have that money. The other contestants are going to try and fish out who
okay.
the donor is. And if they are able to,
oh.
yeah, if they are able to get you out, good. They've taken out the millionaire and the money goes to another person. So every day they give you a secret task and you have to complete that secret task. So like they tell you, for
oh.
you to complete a task, you have to hug three people. So you randomly hug three people, you get an advantage. The advantage is either you get an extra vote, you vote somebody out. It depends on what, how they are feeling generous that day. And It's just, it's full of deceit. You have to lie. You have to, some people lied about their job. So you can trust somebody in the house and you are actually a millionaire and you have to lie to that person that you are not a millionaire. Something along that line. It's an interesting watch.
I've never heard this kind of a concept for a reality show.
And they do all this so many times. It's so bougie. They go on helicopters. They've do this clay firing of this clay. What they call it? What's the name of that game? All the fancy sports that you think of. That's what they do for their tax. It's
all the billionaires.
Oh, thank you very much. All the billionaires.
Rich
sports.
People sport.
Rich people sports. It's so bougie. The fancy dinner. They dress up. It's interesting. So that's what I've been watching, and I've been sleeping late. It's not good for me sleeping around 2.
Wow.
For what? Why? Why am I sleeping around 2? And I have to wake up early.
2?
Yeah.
What? I don't even know where I'm at by 2 a.m. Rashida.
So that was what I was watching. And I woke up very tired. Yes, I don't know. Last week, my son, was it last week or last 2 weeks? My son had chicken pox.
Really?
I'm telling you, he had chicken pox, but it's all gone now. But,
oh.
And I have never had chicken pox. Oh.
Where did he get it? School is on break. On break.
School
now.
Is on break. He got it before school went on break.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you if all of you guys have had it. If you don't, we should get ready.
I haven't had, and I think I'm seeing some spottings of it on my body. I don't know if it's the one. I really don't know. And it's terrible to have chicken pox as an adult. So I'm hoping it's not chicken pox, but I can see some small. I don't know. I don't just know. Yeah.
I think it's even the right time to have it now before it's summer and it's really hot.
Yeah.
If you are at all going to get it. You know, chicken pox doesn't like heat.
It doesn't like
when
heat.
I had
that's
it, I was
terrible.
Young.
Yeah, that's why it's terrible in Nigeria because the weather is hot. You know, it's over the counter stuff. I was using Dettol. We're using calamine lotion. It wasn't like this calamine lotion that we are used to in Nigeria that you mix with water and your child is white. It's like they've made it in a fancy way and just you rub it like a lotion.
Really? In Nigeria, anywhere you mention calamine lotion, I just imagine you all
white.
Lathered in white.
Oh, so
when I had it, it was terrible, Rashida. I was young. I got mine in Islamic school.
Yeah.
So this girl had it, and the adults should have thought better.
To keep
everybody
them away.
Knew she had it, and they sat me close to her.
Oh no!
Like just the next day, I had it, and mine was really bad because when I took it home, I gave my younger brother.
Oh no!
I gave a house help and my cousin. So my younger brother and I, he was okay. But you see, our house help, her own was really bad.
Oh no!
She was homesick. It was everywhere. Her eyes.
Oh
I'm
God!
Telling you, it was really bad.
God!
I will never forget. She's late now, Fasima.
Oh.
Yeah. It was really bad. So I think depending on your immune system or what, I don't know how it works because it's the same thing. But then mine was not as bad as hers. I don't know. I don't know the science behind it. But thank God. But I haven't done measles, Sha. Is there an age where you can't contact measles?
I'm not too sure.
Maybe
about
I don't pass that age.
Yeah, maybe. Hopefully. I don't even know because I asked my
hopefully.
Mom.
I cannot be having measles at this day and age.
Measles
please.
Is terrible.
Oh my God, measles is scary.
Yeah.
Rashida, that thing. It kills, ko. Measles kills.
I think so.
And it blinds you. Yeah, and it blinds you. Because one of my brothers had it when he was little.
I think we had vaccine for that.
I can remember he was really sick.
Oh no. Holy moly. Yeah. So I remember in secondary school, my classmate then, her father had chicken pox at an older age. It was really bad. It was inside his ears, it was everywhere on his body.
Her
and,
father.
Yeah. Father.
Thank God.
Yeah. It was really, really bad. And that was it. Deuces. Let's go to the fun part.
That was what I was waiting for. So after all this, your rigmarole, as people will say.
Apart from what's happening to me health-wise and my household, I was in Manchester. I went to Manchester to see what was happening there. It's my first time ever. Anyway, this was the first time I was going to leave London to go somewhere in the UK. So it was exciting. At first, I was just like, what is in Manchester? What's going to happen there? Please. Like, I wasn't that keen. But then we took the train.
I was on my own. Oh, let me be exposed with you.
Oh
You are
God,
saying it like
please.
everything was planned. This young lady was supposed to alert me
He said that lots
on our
me.
recording time. I didn't hear from her. I was like, oh, maybe late in the evening she will tell me the schedule. Lo and behold, then you see, I said, I'm in Manchester. I said, that yes, so she wants to enjoy herself. Is it not us that have been preaching that people should enjoy? She didn't let me lie. People should enjoy themselves. I say, Rashida, you are a betrayer. Those were my words. I say,
Your exact
you are a
words.
betrayer. This is the that. These are the signs of betrayers. I know you. I know you.
God, please.
I
You
say,
see,
okay, but,
God is answering our prayer in real time. And you are complaining. Please allow me to enjoy. No, and it was an
did you tell
impromptu.
me you were going?
No, it was an impromptu trip. I parked within an hour.
Did you need to tell me that you are enjoying yourself, that you came to enjoy yourself, that she,
No.
this life is one, no, she will not suffer, she's 80. I say, Rashida,
No,
it's
you
me
see,
you are telling me,
I
okay.
enjoyed myself. I had good meals. I went to Old Trafford. I went to Man City.
Rashida is just giving.
No, you see, you know that this thing is
This,
not
I
regular
don't even trust
something.
Rashida again. I'm happy that she mentioned that it was an impromptu trip.
I said I
I
parked
say,
in 1 hour.
stop it. I say, Rashida, okay, as the sister that I am, enjoy
Oh
yourself, but
God,
please, I
oh
want to
God.
see pictures. She didn't send that picture till yesterday.
And then
I
you
say,
see, I said,
Rashida,
these
I
pictures.
said you should send me picture. You think I forgot? She said,
Have you
no, you
forgotten?
know. I say, send it. Bam! She said, I said, wait, Rashida, you said this trip was impromptu. How come you are matching colors? See, God will catch you. I say, how come you are matching veils and jacket? I say, Rashida, fear God. She said the second one. I say, Rashida, you know, Rashida,
Never,
Ninja, how was the trip?
be cut off fresh. Never be cut off fresh. Let me tell you. Did you see the way I match my jacket and veil?
How didn't I see
I forgot my
it?
child's. I forgot who. I forgot so many things. I forgot my child's. I took only one shirt for him. You see when they say put yourself first. Me, I'm taking this thing literally.
I love it.
Literally, I make sure that all my. I even took extra jackets in case. But I forgot, there's nothing I'd not forget. I forgot soap. I forgot my son's shirt. But my own things, I did not forget. I made sure I put extra just in case.
You see, these modern day mothers, hi, kai,
Just
kai, kai.
because in case I'm not feeling one jacket, I'll feel the other one.
Rashida was just giving us, say, young lady, don't forget we are your
Please.
mother. Oh. But I love it. No, no, no. You might meet one of our listeners there. You
I
understand? Like you
know.
said, you might want to take a picture.
Thank you very much. Do not say I look
But
at you.
please, don't ever tell me that it was impromptu when you know you'll be giving us that
No,
color coordination.
it's impromptu now. It's
Okay,
impromptu.
no, it's impromptu for them, not you.
No, 1 hour now. 1 hour to pack.
Did you miss anything?
For myself, no, but for the
No.
other people,
So
yes.
it was not impromptu for you. May God forgive you. Rashida, a mother put everybody first. Why?
We now got to the hotel. They're now complaining. Hey, you did not bring this. You know, I just look at. I was just looking at them, and so I did. You move for them. Next, if you need something next time, pack. No, but it was a fun experience. Like it was
Yeah,
a
I love it.
this two.
Rashida, funny story. Tell us about how her husband is a Man U fan and her child is Man City. I think children will betray you.
So my husband, big fan of
They are
Man City,
hardcore fans.
hardcore fans of Man United from dating days, the whole family, everybody is Man United fan. The Red Devils. He gave birth to his first son and he'll buy him Man U jersey. All of a sudden, my son came back one day and said he has news for us that he's actually a Man City fan, not a Man U fan. My husband was heartbroken. He was like, "Oh, you know, hey, thank God I have another child. It's a Man United. Since you don't want to be a Man U fan, thank God I have another son, and we are the Red Devils." That was how he started buying him Man City jerseys. So when we got to the, we went to Man City Stadium, they had a big game, lot of people. It's crazy. It's like a religion down there.
Wow.
You see, it's a, oh God. We went to the store.
English people with football.
If you see people, the place was packed.
Wow.
Everybody was coming. This cute little boy came and he was picking stuff. And his dad was asking him, is this all? He said, no, no, no. I want this one, this one. I want one jacket and one track suit. And that would be all. It was so cute. I was laughing at them.
Hey, yeah.
So we got my son's jersey, customized his name. Happy days for him. And my husband refused to hold the bag. And he refused to take picture. I'm like, because we are here. Stand and take picture. He said, no, 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 no. It's rival. No. Oh, he can't do that. He can never take picture. He can never hold. This is not his club. He can never. I was surprised. And I'm like, is this how you people behave here?
You don't know. They think it's serious.
I wasn't aware. So we took a taxi, not too far. We went to Old Trafford, another entire. So here we have the Blues and at the other side, you have the Reds.
The Reds.
Yeah. So beautiful. It was quiet. Just few people like us just taking pictures around. We got into the store and yeah, just walked around. Beautiful experience. I'm not a football fan, but
I asked Rashida. Asked me, I said, Rashida, what is your club? She said, Arsenal.
I said, Arsenal.
I said, eh. She said, eh. I said, name three players, please. She said, Saka. I said, will you shut up, please?
You see, please, you see, stop
she
it.
Said,
you're embarrassing
she too.
Me.
And then Saka, she said, oh, is it the old ones? You are saying, please, Rashida, let's leave this talk, please. Say, I said, people are choosing club.
You
don't have club. Instead of when you are selected to select the one that will not give you heartache. She said, they are loyalists.
We are loyalists. I know. Football players, so I know Arsenal football players. Is it the old ones you want or the new ones? Is it the
She's
time
Googling
of Harry?
The names. I can see her.
Is it Ben White? Who does not know that? Is it Ben White? You know their names are very hard. You
see,
feel that
even,
the hair,
it even shows
rice.
That you are Googling it because wait,
there's
not only rice and beans.
There's
they will know you are Googling
Gabriel
because
Jesus.
You see that Ben White that you mentioned
is
an Arsenal fan will not start with that name.
Now it's Declan. Is it Declan or Declan? You see,
I think it's Declan Rice, right?
Declan Rice. What is there? What is
see,
there?
To show you that you don't know, you are calling the same person, you are calling him twice.
Ben White. What is there? What is all these names that I cannot pronounce? Anyway, there's David Raya.
No problem.
Goalkeeper. What is it? Go, we the Arsenal fans. Yay.
Ajita, please, just do this for us. Whenever you're visiting these clubs, make sure you're not caught on fresh. Just do that for us and we are fine.
I just go there to take pictures. That's it. All the other ones they are doing, it's not my problem.
You know, concern.
Nah, at all. You since 2 days, I haven't given us prayer of the week.
That's true. It's like your prayers has all been answered, right?
No, you know that prayers are like every day you're inside prayer. Like, is there anybody that wakes up and they're not like inside prayer? There's always something you're praying for.
We can't speak for people, but I'm guessing there will be. What will happen to atheists now? They don't even believe there's God, so who are they to? Then you have people that have religion. Rashida, let's not start talking about that. I'll start explaining.
Yes,
then the things will be coming to my head. Let's not talk about it. It will take our time. Because you know that I've heard, you must have heard of Muslims that say they don't pray, especially ladies, until they are 40 years old. Like, say somebody guaranteed them they will reach 40. So let's not go there, please.
You see, there was this funny prayer point that I saw. It's not even a prayer point. It's not a statement. It says to have rich friends is a problem.
Okay.
Which one is send me 2.5 million? I'll send it back to you later.
Hey.
No, but if you have like rich friends and you're not, it's actually a problem because there are so many things that you can't relate with. There are so many things.
I'll send it later.
Yeah, I'll send it later, please.
Casually.
Yeah, casually. That was how somebody said that you cannot relate somebody that is from a rich home. Yeah, that's somebody that is from a poor home. Like anything you give her, she appreciates it. And she just
but
says
that's
thank
a lie.
You. And but somebody that is used to
I
no,
don't agree.
You don't agree, but I get depending on the individual. I'm not going to generalize.
I get where they are. No, I get where they are. See, a greedy person, poor or rich, is a greedy person. An ingrate is an ingrate.
That brings me back to one tweet that I saw. It said That heartbreak is painful, though. Heartbreak is very painful. But have you met an ingrate? Hey.
Yeah, I saw it. I think it was Lai that posted it. Then Rashida, it happened that yesterday I saw another thing.
God.
Was it yesterday? No, day before yesterday. You were busy enjoying yourself. I'm sure you missed it.
Please, sis,
So
leave me alone.
somebody, yes,
And
I warned you, I
when I'm on
warned
these
you.
trips, I used to go MIA. My sister was looking for me. She said, I said, oh, I said, I just came back. She said that she said you're a criminal. That what do you mean you just came back? He said, no wonder you have
How
been
came
looking
back
for
out?
air. He said, so you say you
Yeah.
did not say you this. I said, no, it's impromptu, impromptu.
Somebody somebody tweeted that, can you believe it?
What?
So this person asks that they need rent to they don't have rent money and their rent is due. Make the landlord not come through her. I don't know
Out.
if it's a woman or a man. I'm guessing it's a woman.
Okay.
Rashida, this person paid the rent too. Do you know the reply from the person? Do you know the reply?
What did they
T.
reply? No, stop pity or
T.
thanks.
Later T. I must. T. How can you even say thanks? Just thanks for somebody that paid your rent.
No,
Even you said we'll fight now.
tea and thanks. Which one is more disrespectful? At least if they
I
say
don't like
if you like,
anyone.
no,
That's you
Yusis,
see,
now,
you
no, now, wait.
appreciate. I
I'm
will
not
never
happy.
agree for that
Wait,
yet.
Yusis, I don't agree,
Rashida, listen, I
but.
know where you're heading to. You are trying to say thanks is better than tea. Me, I'm telling you, the two are not agree. She said tea. He said, sister, what is tea? She said tea for thanks.
Can you
I have to
imagine?
look for it and show you. What? Nigerians were upset.
What?
Somebody will say, if you know you are not going to give somebody something
No,
wholeheartedly and you
now, no,
expecting
now,
thanks, don't
no.
give.
Are you?
How
No,
can you
now,
say that?
no.
Even God likes gratitude. Talk more of human being.
human being. No, now.
She even had the
That's a
effort
rubbish thing to
that
say.
tea for thanks and say yes now tea
No,
for
you know the
thanks.
comment
You see
section,
how
people
see
can
you see
be very,
ingrate.
yes, now, you know, people can be
But I'm
very.
happy at least. Somebody said, please, let's leave this talk. You are claiming you are abroad. Even abroad, you can't do that.
Come on.
Somebody said, me, that if somebody sobbed for me the whole month, I'll be greeting them every morning, thanking them. Then your whole rent, somebody will pay your
Hold
rent and you're
rent for a
sending them
year.
tea.
Do you know what it means to?
Right.
That's how my husband went somewhere, and you know all these people that come up to you to just say, "Oh, please, can you help me
Yeah.
with something?" And he asked this question. He had the audacity to ask this question: "What do you need?" Guess what the lady
Fascinating.
said. No, because he was
Fascinating.
thinking, yeah, because he was thinking that maybe she would just say, "Oh, I need groceries." She wanted her rent to be paid. If you see the way I shouted,
Because now your papa now.
I shouted rent
Now
in
papa.
this UK, rent, rent. She just saw
Somebody a stranger.
she saw a golden opportunity
Yeah,
and she
please.
wanted to use it. It happens,
Don't be only
but
golden.
you don't know if it's Messiah that has dropped down. And it's ready to do this thing, to not be a
All
miracle.
these billionaires that'll be roaming the street and they're
Looking
disguised
for,
and
yes,
you don't
looking
know.
for.
Yes, so just shoot your shot.
No, but to be fair on that lady, to be fair on her, when you want to ask somebody for something
Yes, you don't
as
know.
big, you don't
For
know.
example, now you ask for 100K, you might get 1K, which is
That's how
not
I
bad.
entered Pandora to go get a ring. And I wanted to buy it for myself. I had my budget and I picked my budget. And my card was not swiped. If I had known that it was not my
That is
card,
not your card.
that would be
We
Did I pick my
have
budget?
gone above budget.
I
No,
would
my
have
sister.
gone above budget.
That was a rookie mistake,
I did
Rashida.
not know. Very rookie mistake. Oh God. My chest was not
Don't try
deep.
it next time, please.
But no, if next time they did not swipe, if next time it's me that have to swipe card, what will happen?
And you say you've changed your mind now. Is it not the UK that you can go back and return something? You see, rookie
Yes,
mistake again.
rookie mistake, another rookie mistake. Oh,
Yeah,
that's
Rashida.
true. That's true. Or what I can do is go back, add on my budget, I get a bigger one because I saw nice
Bigger
ones.
one. That's another
That's
plan.
another plan. Nice one. That's what's going to happen. So you
Two
see,
heads is better than one.
I know. I never even thought of it. It's now that you said you can go back that it clicked that, oh,
Yeah, so.
yeah, that's true. So I can go add on my budget and get a bigger one because I saw very beautiful ring designs.
They do.
Yeah. You see, so enough about me. I was in my research mode and I saw this research that said millennials are the most educated, yet the least financially stable and worst paid generation in history, according to research.
I think that's true because the
Yeah.
millennials saw the world economic meltdown twice. The buyers, they witnessed it. It was in their time. We got the internet, the transition from people to AI and everything. So they witnessed almost everything. You see, the boomers, they were the ones that were buying house for cheap. It was during our parents that they were, when they were done with school, they would give them free accommodation, work is waiting for them and all that. It stopped during millennials. So all the good things stopped with them. And we, the millennials, are the ones that saw the good music, the bad music. Because partly, yeah, and everything. Millennials have so many things going on for them.
They actually do have a lot going on for them. It's too much to bear.
But I would like one thing with millennials. We are in between. You see, millennials can relate with Gen Zs and adapt easily. And millennials are looking younger. Did you see this trend for 30 plus, 40 plus?
Yeah, I was
Would you
seeing it.
believe those people are 40? Would you believe? But then Gen Zs and kids of nowadays, you see a 15-year-old looking all matured, everything plump. Like you see a millennial with her child, they are almost like age mate or friends.
You don't, sometimes you don't
In the
even know who the
next
mother
three,
is.
4 years now, Rashida, they will see you with your son, they will think he's your brother or his cousin.
He's almost my shoe
Rashida,
size now.
millennials have that, you see. So they
Almost.
have that going.
That was the research I saw. I said, oh, that's
Thank you very
interesting.
much. So, Rashida, talking about millennials and witnessing the economic meltdown twice in their lifetime, I need to bring this breaking news. It's been a while I brought what's trending. Rashida, I've been laughing for the past 4 days. Mr. Donald Trump went into a fight with people that don't back down. Have you been seeing the trade war that is happening between China and the US
And the US.
on TikTok?
Wow.
I'm sure if you have TikTok, those Chinese vendors or suppliers have popped up on your FYP.
Okay, yeah.
They are just exposing these designers and
Yeah. Oh,
high-end
yeah. High-end brands. Yeah.
shopping.
The page I saw that was talking about it, I went inside to see more. You know me now. If you tell me something, I must go deep and check. That's how I saw it. So I said, this is interesting. I went down. I went to see the page after I finished seeing the video. But I was breaking down how Hermes is being produced.
Yes, everybody has I've seen that
So he
the
was.
Hermes is guy video.
He was talking about it and he was saying how much it takes to produce a bag. He even went as far as using the most, it's like if you want to use the most quality item, this is how much it costs. And it was interesting to see. I went there, they said they banned him.
Rashida, are you sure?
I did not see anything on the page again because I wanted to go and see other brands.
Anyway, aside from him, I've seen the ones for Nikes, New Balances, all these sportswears. I've seen for household items. I've seen the one that I was just laughing last night was, you know, this attachment now expression in Nigeria.
Okay, yeah.
See the warehouse that they are producing. The comment section, you know, the comment section is where you die. So they make expression attachment from China. Somebody says, so their factory in Lagos, what are they doing inside there? I was just laughing. Somebody said they are just removing the containers, they will remove the items and all that. Rashida, you see, one thing I want to mention is China is the wrong people to fight with you. Their ambassador was like,
They don't need you. They don't
they
need
won't.
anything from
They said
anybody.
China has been in existence for more than 5,000 years.
They don't need
They have
anybody.
held down their country. They are not backing down.
Nah.
Trump is a bully, and there's nothing he can do. They are ready. The US has been in existence for 200 and something years. China has been there for more than 5,000 years. But what I want to mention is, see how their people have been popping up on our TikTok. It's like they said, one, two, go and defend. Do you understand? Those people are loyal to their country. Their loyalty is
Loyal.
even scary, yo.
You can't have dual citizen if you're from any
Come and
Asian
sit down
part
and
of.
tell them that, eh, they are waiting for China to call them to settle. China said they are not calling anybody.
Call of what?
Like, he's just fire. Like a child. Who the hell do you think you are? You think the world will bow to you?
Let me tell you, I just feel like Donald Trump is just catching cruise with being a president. This is his long-time goal, and he was able to achieve it. He has money, and he's just, anything he wants to do, he will just do it. He's just like a baby in a candy store. Anything he does, he'll just wake up. Today, I want... Today, I want the wall of Mexico to go high. I just want to say it go high. It will now do not start building. It will now go high.
But it's really sad because what he's doing is affecting real life people. Mm. Do you understand? It's affecting their
life. You think they care? People, he doesn't care.
He doesn't care. Racism, right? No wonder Islam frowns and is totally prohibited any aspect of racism. No white person is better than a black person. No Arab person is better than a non-Arab person. See, they were supporting him because they thought his policies will only touch black people and brown people. Mm. That's his supporters, the core MAGA people. But now they are losing millions and they are losing their shit on TikTok, crying out. Who are you crying out to? Who?
The other day he woke up and he said, I have banned TikTok. It didn't last for long, Sha.
Anyway, the thing is, I don't know, this trade war, and I like the fact that people, the countries are fighting back. Who are you? You think the whole world will succumb to you? Because if you're talking about military strength, you know, past China, population, you know, past them. But you see, he's backtracking. A few days back, he was like, okay, mobile phones, television, chipsets, most electronics won't be affected by the tariff. Everything is made in China. What are you saying? But it's really sad. Tomorrow now, they will say it's women are too emotional to be leaders.
Yeah.
All the wars that has happened in this was it not orchestrated by men because of their egos?
Somebody was saying that Hillary Clinton would be an amazing, amazing president, but the United States is not ready for a woman to lead them, and that's the only thing.
And they say they are progressive. Look at Asian countries. It's a lie. No, they are not ready. A female president. You have a lot of Asian countries that have female presidents.
We're talking about the presidency. There's this film on Amazon Prime. It's called The G20. It's an action thriller. Yeah.
It's really nice.
Amazing movie. Viola Davis was Madam President.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
It was I watched it yesterday. It was a beautiful action movie. Usually I'm not into action movie, but I love the setting was in South Africa. It was good. It was a good watch.
Yeah, I recommend you watch it.
Yeah, not bad, not bad. It. It's a family movie too.
Yes, yeah. Nothing.
Except you don't want your child watching like a fighting film.
Yeah.
We did allow the kids to watch it, but we did. It wasn't that bad.
No, it wasn't.
We go on the streets, Ilses?
Yes. It's been a while.
Let's go on the street. Let's see what we have. What are the people of the street saying?
What are they saying?
What are they saying? What are they doing? What did somebody do to somebody now?
They're always doing something.
They're always doing something to somebody. This one is a trend. It said, man to man, what did she actually do that made you realize she wouldn't qualify to be your wife? He said,
okay.
She started calling my mom without me telling her to. She even bought a watch for my dad, and I was shocked how she even knew his birthday. This girl was too forward and too intentional. The idea she was moving too fast annoyed me. She doesn't know yet, but never, never, never.
It's good, Sha. It's good that it's a man that is saying this. See, if it was a woman that said this, you people. You like exaggerating, but Shebi is the man that said it is good.
No, it's good.
Tomorrow she will go and buy gift. Who send her?
Who send her message? Like, why? What are you trying to prove? Like, why?
It's good. It's good.
Only when you get married that you start all these things. Like, they've not married you. They've not put a ring on your finger. You've not done anything. You are buying watch. She wants to
show them that, yeah.
Our wife.
Yeah.
He went further to say, I see all your responses, but no man wants a woman who pushes things. We are not yet married yet, and you go visiting my parents, buying gifts, running errands, no one asks you to.
Running errands.
To prove that you're a perfect wife material, it's a big red flag to me. Sorry, but I have to agree with him. Like, it's a red flag.
It's even good. It's good.
I don't think you should go around.
No, really, Rashida, have you ever heard a story like this and it ended well? Nah. They'll end up using you, both him and the family. It's always like that.
Yeah.
You see, she's already irritating him. Now, imagine what the family are saying behind her back. That mumu, let's call that mumu when she come. Do you get? Please, let's have this self-respect. Let's respect ourselves.
Let's
please.
Have
nobody send you.
It's because of this lady's attitude that I'm going to go to the next one. So this person is he's a lawyer. And they had this like group chat for all the lawyers in the state. And he wrote on the group chat, he said, "My name is Prince. I have recently been posted to Enugu State. Enugu State is a state in Nigeria for my Bar Part 2 program. In order to make my stay more comfortable and focused, I am looking for a self-contained room to rent within the range of 150,000 naira, which is equivalent 150,000 naira to like 180,000 naira, which is equivalent to like
almost $100.
Okay, which is like $100, right? Let's approximately. The apartment should have constant water supply and electricity. If you know any available accommodation that fits this description, kindly reach out to me. Additionally, I am seeking a smart, brilliant, God-fearing, committed female friend / roommate to share this journey with me. Someone who is not just interested in companionship, but also ready to build something meaningful and mutually beneficial."
Mm.
You know what that means, right?
Of course, no.
He's looking for friends with benefits.
Of course.
Here's what I hope we can do together. Number one, assist me with domestic chores.
This one with the 150,000 naira rent, he never even reach anywhere. Sorry to interrupt, Rashida.
Number two, cook for me and we eat together. Number three, read, study, and do assignments together. Number four, enjoy productive, fun moments that helps us relax and and recharge emotional stability and feelings. God, please. God. Have mercy on me.
It's an audacity for me. You need to be delusional to some extent. Yes. Go ahead. Sorry.
Number five, do my laundry and help me stay organized. Number six, copy notes with neat handwriting and help.
With neat.
Yes. Yes, she must have a neat handwriting. Very crucial. And help improve each other's academic work. Number seven, spend time in prayer and spiritual growth as...
Very important.
As well as keep each other's secrets safe. Number eight, share ideas. Engage in organized online training programs. Create contacts and work on social media projects. Number nine, plan and grow together. With focus on financial success.
He didn't tell me what he's bringing.
No.
Or is it the 150,000 naira room?
Number 10. It's up to 10. Number 10. Most importantly, this is very crucial. Listen, you sis. Stay committed to our goals of passing bar final exam together. I'm willing to provide all. Okay, this is where your question comes in now.
Okay.
This is what he brings to the table. I am willing to provide the necessary financial support of our day-to-day activities regarding our above plans as we pursue our goal together side by side. If you are dedicated, active, brilliant, loving, hardworking, and a creative lady who sees value in this vision and would love to grow, hustle, and succeed together, please feel free to DM me on. So we have his number there. And
you know, I don't even blame him.
Kindly, there's more. Kindly do not message me if you know you are hot-tempered, unmotivated, lazy, or unwilling to commit to these ideas mentioned above. Let's build, grow, achieve greatness together. Thank you as we meet. It's the audacity, like you said.
Poor person, Shah. See how he listed it.
Yes, it's
succinctly.
It's so sad to say that somebody might go for this.
Yes, you know, but then somebody. So this, I'm even stammering.
This is why you're stammering. Small thing that
for the first time. I've never stammered on this podcast. So The thing is, the person he's looking for is also going to
Thank
the
you very much.
is also going to the bar school, right?
Thank you. God bless you.
So we are on the same level. What the hell, or who the hell do you think you are that will come and be your housemaid because of your 150,000 naira room?
Oh,
Cleaning,
God.
washing, writing. I never finished writing my own. Writing neatly,
Neatly.
cooking.
I heard that in the bar where you're writing, where you're studying, that you need to write, make your own notes. Very important to like make your own notes. So I think that's where the
Oh, that's why
literal
he's saying
writing,
very
yes.
neat.
Yeah, the literal writing comes in.
So, do you understand? This person he's talking about is educated, they're on the same level. She's going there to like
Yes,
try to pass her
now,
bar
because
exams.
she's a
Then this
woman
idiot,
now. She's a woman.
okay, yeah, her own is not really important. Why does she need to
And
pass the bar exam?
what even busts my brain inside this thing is the fact that he's looking for somebody that they'll be emotionally connected and be
Yes, see, Aisha is a bastard.
Please, if they see you
Women,
finish in
yeah.
this life, see finish is a big disease.
No, avoid see finish no
Avoid
matter
it,
how.
no matter
Just
what.
try it and
That's
fail. Don't
another
let
prayer
anybody see you
point.
finish. It's never worth it. It
No,
does it
no.
doesn't end well. See finish.
See finish.
And you know, mostly it is women that go through this now.
Of course. It's the audacity and it's the way he perceives women. I don't know how he grew up. I don't know what he's going through.
No, Rashida, what are you saying? You say you don't know how he grew. Have you forgotten this movie, Adolescent? He doesn't, even if
Oh,
his household is
yeah.
okay,
We haven't talked
online
about
influencers can,
adolescence.
if online influencers, all these red pill male, they will have an impact on him. So he doesn't need to be from his house self.
Too sad. Talking about adolescent,
Yeah,
what a series
what
it
a
was.
series, yeah.
I know by now people have watched it. Like I've been pushing to talk about it. Thank God you brought it back up now. I watched it and it was so sad. At the end, where the father laid on the child's bed and bawled his eyes out.
It's really
It
sad.
was so painful. Like I felt it to my soul. And me that have like two boys, I could not. I could not.
Ah, hi.
It was so
Hi.
heartbreaking to watch. Like this boy comes from a good home. His parents are
Yeah.
lovely. His father never hit his mother. They never hit.
Nothing.
It's a lovely, close-knit family. Just two kids, one boy, one girl. He had everything. They said they took him out for activities. He was not good in playing football, but they said, okay, since he's good in playing video games, they got him that. Like they tried their best. Amazing family. And oh, it was so sad. Please, if you
It's
haven't
sad.
watched it, go and watch it. It's heartbreaking. I've always said it that like you have good parents, but you are not in control of how your child turns out. You are never in
Not at all.
control of how your child
The
turns
moment your
out.
child leaves that door is in the hands of the world, though. It's
You
just prayer.
try, you pray, you try your
Just
best.
it's just prayers. But that
Yeah.
was a good one.
It was a good one. I heard it was taken in one shot. Like it was a
Yeah.
one
Like
shot.
they oh my God. I
Amazing.
like wow,
When they
wow.
recommended it to me, first thing I said is, "Oh God!" Like I find the British movies weird. I don't know why. I don't know.
Really? You're
Yeah,
used to the American ones?
I just find it weird. I just okay. I said, "Let me watch and see." I watched it. It was amazing. Four parts, and yeah,
Yeah.
it's a good
No,
thing.
you are the one that recommended it for me. That's why I even watched. I would recommend every parent should
Every
watch
parent
if
should
you
watch.
can. Ka.
So may Allah make it easy for us. May Allah
I
continue
mean,
to bless us. May all our hard work, all our trying to like tell them to do the right thing, may it not go in vain. Our prayers is difficult. And I was telling somebody that, oh God, this is so wrong for me to say. This is so wrong for me to say, but I'll say it anyway. Like people that are intentional or not wanting to have kids, like if you look at it deep down, you can't really fault them.
Yeah, so
Fault
see,
them.
if you notice, there are more people now on the internet, mostly women, because the adverse effect of pregnancy and childbearing falls on them anyway. And some men, what I have seen that has been their reason mostly is because they don't think they could train those kids the way they want. So instead of bringing a child and they will turn out this way, They rather not have kids. Well, give it to them is a valid argument.
It's a valid argument,
Do you understand? And nobody is forcing you to have kids. But
Nobody
you
has.
know, as Muslims, we are encouraged to have children. But there are layers to it. The same imams, they would like, because you are encouraged to have kids, it doesn't mean you bring kids that you know you are not financially ready to have them. You see where they fault this Hausa proverb that Bakinda Allah, rough translation is the mouth that God open na go feed. That's why you see in the northern part of Nigeria a lot of out of school kids, the Almajiri and whatnot. It's because partly because of this, and it's culture, it's not religion. Because God is going to ask you, is this God gave you these children, and he's going to you are going to account for them.
Yes,
You
it's
must.
not everybody is even father worthy or mother worthy.
I'm telling you, no, it's true.
So some
Like
people are.
they have the faintest idea. Make Aisha just born, pam, the
Thank
child
you
is out
very
of this
much.
world. Rashida, you know, I was in Maiduguri for Eid. You saw the picture I posted, right? The Eid ground was full to the brim. I think it almost got to the front of my house, right? It was that. So when we're seated before the prayer started, you know, come and see little kids, 3 year old, they come to you and they're begging for alms. Why? Then this 3 year old child will definitely have a sibling too. So you see, because there's no work, there's nothing, the only thing they do is give birth. So how, a 3 year old is already begging. How are you going to defend this in front of Allah?
You know, sis, I want to
You
ask one
see,
question. Like,
I hope I can
I
answer.
hope so. Is it normal for parents not to have emotional connection with their children?
I don't know. I think it depends on the people and what they planned. Like for example, before you get married, Rashida, like me, I want to have 2 kids. I want to have 3 kids. You even know their names, so you're already emotionally attached before they even come. They come, you are all happy and all that. Then imagine somebody that's just doing it for doing it sake. Or is it the one in polygamy where it's
The
competition? One
competition,
first wife
they
have ten.
have
I
gifts
need to
for the
have
wrong
five
reason.
boys too. They're already planning the husband death. They're sharing property before he dies. So you see, someone that is in the nuclear family, you know, you have plan for your kids, you want to see your kids succeed and all that, then you know that you go and answer, or Allah will ask you, because you have to give them the basic training and all that. You see, they cannot have the same emotional attachment to their kids.
Because why I ask this
Do you
question is
understand? That's the way I see.
I've had people say, "Oh, my dad is my best friend. Like I call him, he gives me advice. He this. Oh, my mom is my best friend. I call her, she gives me advice. She." But I'm
Then
just.
there's the dad. Most of our example will come from the northern part of Nigeria because that's where we're from. Malam, I think one of his videos, he was saying that I think the children were living around his area. So one day he saw them sleeping outside. He's like, can you people just go back to
Inside.
your homes and sleep? There's nowhere for them to sleep. The Malam was surprised. What are you talking about? That their dad married another woman.
Oh
So they are
God.
out of he gets them out of their room because the new wife is occupying that room now.
Oh
So as they
God.
are boys, they should go and find where they live.
Oh
If this one
God.
turn arm robber now, who would
Oh
you blame?
God.
This occurs more than we know, Rashida, because we don't live there, we don't know. But it happens more. It will be the norm there. Don't be surprised. Somebody advised the father to do that. But Mazabini, that's
Yes,
true.
they
They should
need
go
to
and fend
fend
for
for
themselves. Rough
themselves.
translation. They are boys now, they will take care of themselves. So somebody that doesn't even have a room for their kids, why are you marrying again?
Holy moly.
That woman now, in the next 9 months, she don't drop.
Oh,
Another year, she don't drop.
yeah, there was this lady wrote to this Malam telling him that, oh, she has been married for 10 years and that the husband, she has 5 kids. The husband is about to marry a new wife and that he doesn't really take care of them the way he should and stuff like that. And the only thing this Malam took from this thing was the fact that she's angry because he's getting a new wife. And in his own, in according to his preaching, he said that, oh, that they've been married for 10 years. That why is she angry? Because they are bringing another new blood. In a rough, this he was trying to
Rashida,
say that she has expired and that it's
I
okay for the
saw
man
the
to
clip. I
bring
was
another.
upset for 2 days.
You
Do you
see,
know why
four
I was
minutes.
more upset? I believe he was preaching to women, and while he was saying this,
There are people agreeing with
the
him,
women
right?
there were laughing too. I was like, Are you guys okay?
I was angry
Look at
too.
the way they were talking about you.
He dropped
It was
everything.
funny. The husband needs new thing now. He needs new blood, new taste.
Yeah,
I was like,
it's not every
oh.
day you eat rice. You have to be mixing rice and beans.
They are talking to you women as objects, a
I
thing they
know.
use, and you are laughing. What's funny?
You see, that brings us to the end of this episode. I was able to make you angry at the end of this episode. Thank you guys so much for listening this far. I hope you
Oh my
enjoyed
God.
this episode as much as we did recording. Please don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and leave us a humble review.
Ah, follow us on all our social media handles, guys. It's at the Chill Sisters Podcast, both on Instagram and TikTok. You can listen to us on YouTube now. We'll be on the background doing your thing. We'll chill together. Thank you guys so much for coming back all the time. We really appreciate it. Do have a lovely one. Rashida, I didn't like the way this episode ended, Sha.
Sorry, sorry.
My God will not leave you.
Yeah.